From Ephesians and Matthew, the plan of God is necessary because of the estrangement humanity knew from God and one another, divisions broken down by Christ. Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus wants to assure the Gentiles, which he refers to as the uncircumcised or the ones far off, that they, or we, have been adopted by the blood of Christ. He reminds us that we once were without God, and we didn't live by the law of the Old Testament, because we didn't have a place in the family of God's chosen people. But in the Spirit of God, God comes to us in Christ Jesus to gather us. It is the death and resurrection of God's only Son that we have hope in the resurrection of ourselves and our children. We once were without God, but now we do have God, not because of anything we have done, but by what God has done for us. We were not part of the family, but now we are part of the family of God. We were in sin, but because of the blood of Jesus, we no longer have sin. God builds in us, in God's spirituality, a dwelling place for God. We are the temple in which God will dwell as we are sent to God's own people. God is reconciling both the circumcised and the uncircumcised together as one people. Peace to all people for unity, one in God through Christ Jesus, into a holy temple, a household of God. All will dwell spiritually in the God of peace. Jesus' great commissioning sends us into the world, baptizing and making disciples of all nations, and teaching them to obey all the commandments Jesus taught us. Our going out is our mission to show the love of God to all people. We can do that by being good neighbors to each other. We can love our neighbors by looking for the good in each other and not getting caught up in the gossip of the world. We can love our God by being kind and caring. We can do all this if we would just listen to what God is doing through Jesus Christ. Jesus loves us so much, He sends His Spirit to live within us and teach us and never let us go. Jesus tells us, according to Matthew 28, "Remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Jesus is the gate God opens for us to enter God's righteousness and live a life of love and peace. We are the dwelling place of God. Go now and show your love for your neighbor, and let the love of God, through Jesus, open the gate of salvation for all God's children. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we were once without you, and you have come to us to bring us to you, not because of what we do, but because of what you have done for us. Father, it is in you that we receive the grace and love that gives us hope for life eternal. It is in you, Lord, that we know and find the love you offer. It is because of your love of your creation that we are saved from death and darkness. Father, come to us today and remind us again we are your children. We know your Son Jesus is the open gate to our salvation. Amen.